Hello, welcome to the Manifesting and Law of Attraction podcast. How can we stay in the flow when the people around us just don't seem to be helping? Listen to this excerpt from Hemel's Manifesting Excellence group calls.
How do I manage to stay in my flow when those around me who have used their own resources to quote-unquote hold me up for the last few years are all in a panic about money and I have nothing to contribute to the cause? In fact, I am more of a drain on the cause than anything. I know that the universe is about to make all of my dreams come true in ways that I couldn't have even have imagined, but it's hard to stay focused on, in capitals, future money when everyone around me is worried about money, capitals, now. As I think about this question, I'll share some insights with you, I think, which many of you will find valuable in what I'm about to say. Sometimes, you know, when we think about a future situation, okay, whether it's money going to come in the future or someone's going to fall in love with us or whatever, sometimes this is what happens oftentimes with many people. What they're doing, and I'm just mentioning this just for your awareness, what we're sometimes doing is when we think of something coming in the future, in a way we're kind of using it to mask how we're feeling now. It's like, I feel terrible, but when I think of the future, I feel better. So that's okay if someone thinks about the future and they get into, you know, a pure vibration. So if they start thinking about the future and they step into it and they feel it more and more, they feel the hope, and from the hope they genuinely feel that, and they don't think about the now and they focus more on that, the hope and the future, and then they focus on something else that feels a bit better, which could be in the present, it could be in the past, it could be anywhere, something that feels a bit better than hope, and they get into that vibration and so on and so on. They work their way up the emotional scale, the vibrational scale. So that's fine. And what I will say, sometimes what some people do is they don't quite make that journey. They're sort of like, they're using the future, they're sort of stepping in it with one step, but they're still focusing on the present and what doesn't feel so good, and they're sort of mixing it up. And so then they're kind of using the future to sort of put a plaster or a band-aid plaster over there now. So I would say, what are your wounds in your present? You know, what is it that's hurting you? What is it that you don't like about the way things are right now? That's what I would say to someone. And certainly, and even this question, I would say, what is it that's hurting you right now? So I think in what she says, how do I stay in my flow when others have used their resources to hold me up and they're panicking about money and I'm more of a drain on the cause than anything? So how do you feel about being a drain on the cause? What is that? Because those are strong words, and she put the word drain in capitals. So I would say, how do you feel about being a drain? What does that mean to you? That's what you need to soothe, ideally. But sometimes it's not always easy, but it's like, sometimes it's like even stepping away from how you perceive this to be. So it might mean, you might say, I'm a drain, and I'm taking time and attention away from others, and they put money into stuff and I can't give them money right now because of my financial situation, you might say. So I would say, how do you feel about that? What's the emotions? Is it sadness? Is it regret? Is it anger? Is it disappointment? That's what you need to soothe. So in the sense of soothing it, how I would go about it is realizing, first of all, that, hey, it's no good me feeling angry or whatever else. I can't do anything about it at this moment. I have to soothe where I'm at to be able to help them. If I'm feeling so out of my flow right now, I can't help them. And so the first thing I've got to do, you say to yourself, is how do I get myself back into my flow? And yes, right now I don't have the financial resources, and yes, they could be coming in the future. And I know that even the work that I'm doing now at this very moment will actually help me attract that more in more likelihood. So the first thing is, how do I get myself into my flow? First of all, I don't need to be angry or resentful, because I do appreciate these people. I do care about them. I don't need to feel angry to appreciate them. I do appreciate them, period. So it's soothing yourself, first of all, and saying to yourself, you know, I don't need to be angry. I don't need to be, I don't need to devalue myself. You know, they have helped me at a time when I've needed them. They have helped me at a time I've needed them, and I value that. And yes, they are panicking about money, and that panic, though, of course, is their stuff as well. You have to realize that as well. And you may say, but they wouldn't be panicking if they didn't help me financially. So yes, but you're not going to help them by taking yourself out of your flow. You're not going to help them by you feeling guilty or you feeling regretful. That's not going to help. That's a different vibration. That's going to drop your vibration to be able to help them. You may also say, though, but if I get into a good vibration, they'll think I won't care. Because, yeah, what will happen is, as you get into a better vibration, it'll be a slightly different place from them. And they may even think that it's not registering, or you may not care. The skill really is, how can you acknowledge them and step into them and relate to them and relate to their panic and fear and nurture them and be there for them, even though you can't maybe help them financially just yet? How can you be in that place and nurture them and guide them to their flow? Because, you know, when people are panicking and fearful, and sometimes people are angry, we see them as you know, we get, it brings up stuff within us. You know, we feel bad, we feel out of our flow, and that's your stuff. That's what you have to realize, that when they're angry and stuff, and that's their stuff, it's like, how can you soothe them? It's like when a child is angry or whatever, we don't take it personally. But when someone else, like an adult is, or someone that's helped us financially is angry, we take it personally and we bring up stuff within ourselves and, you know, regret and guilt and whatever else. So if it was a child, you would probably be a lot softer and gentler about it within yourself. So how do you soothe these people? Because they are, you could say, they're little childlike souls, and you're helping them with their journey, as well as helping yourself in your journey as well. So see them as that. Don't take it personally. And, you know, when they say things which aren't very nice, don't take it personally. Okay, that's understandable. That's their stuff. But, you know, it doesn't mean that you don't care about their money. It doesn't mean that you don't care about what's happened. It's about you being what you are, respectful. It's about you being in your flow and nurturing them to theirs, whilst staying in your flow, whilst working on your money stuff that gets you into a better situation yourself.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to visit Hemel on his website, hemelradia.com. Bye for now.